Well, it's the first league game that I've actually reported on, commentated, summarised on. All these things are changing on the radio, as you all know. And because of that, I'm very much looking forward to it. Nigel Adkins I know very well from his days at Scunthorpe, which is my home club. And, you know, the two successive promotions that he's had, and yet now it's very interesting to see, after two successive promotions, how you can adapt to the Premier League, which is, of course, way above the standard of the leagues you've come out from. I did that at Watford, and I found such a massive, massive difference in the Premier League to, you know, having successive promotions. So that would be interesting. But with Sir Alex, what can you say? What can anybody else say? You know, he has the people who love him, and he has those people who don't love him. But it doesn't matter whether you do or don't love him. You cannot argue with this man's record. Over 1,000 games for one club. So how many that is altogether? And, you know, I think it's something like about 19 times. If he hasn't won it on 10 occasions, he's finished runners-up on 9 occasions. I mean, that is absolutely a fantastic record. Anybody that, you know, wants to sort of offer some criticism, just look at this man's record. It's unbelievable. It's very hard to imagine it ever being beaten.
It is indeed, and 999, 1,000th league game today. He's only lost 168 out of 999 with Manchester United, which shows that standard which he's set. We'll go back to that in a minute, but you mentioned Scunthorpe, of course, yes, which is a club very important to you, managed by the former Bury boss, Alan Neil, now. So yes, I'll ask you about him, because it hasn't worked out the way you would have hoped since he went there, and I'm sure he's very concerned with the results they've had to start this season as well.
Well, he will be. No points as yet. I spoke to Alan towards the end of the season, had a meeting with him. We were at an event, to tell you the truth, and I was very impressed with his approach and how he was going to approach things. But we all know, you know, if the results aren't there, it doesn't matter how you want to play the game. It doesn't matter whether you believe it should be played this way or that way. If your results aren't there, you're in trouble. And at the present time, Alan has not yet got that sort of, what would I say, that run of results that are encouraging the supporters to be all behind him. So it's a bit of a worrying time. But what I do know, the chairman there, he doesn't go about sacking managers. He just doesn't do that. He gives them the time. And so I've always said, and it gets more and more difficult when you see some of the changes made so early, I've always said that a manager should expect or should be given 3 seasons before he can turn around to the supporters and his board and say, look, this is my team, these are my players, and if the results aren't there, then it's my responsibility. But I think that's the length. But are they ever given anything like 3 years now?
Not anymore, unfortunately. And I suppose Alex Ferguson is the prime example of that, because he didn't have things all his own way in his early days at Old Trafford. But look what he's done now.
Well, you mentioned just over 100 games he's lost, isn't it? You know, I'm proud of that, because I'm one of those that we beat them once, you know. So one out of 100, it's not so... But that was in the very early days when things were not going so well. I remember, like, I was at Watford then. It would be round about, I'm guessing, 87, 88, that period of time. When in fact, you know, things were taking some time before you get... And it's a prime example, isn't it? If you look at his first 2-3 years, then, you know, things were not really happening. And then, once that first trophy was won, off he goes. But just think, would Sir Alex have been given those 3 years in today's football as he was those years ago?
Well, it's a point I made earlier. It's difficult because you look at his first 3 years in charge. I think United finished something like 13th. Then they were up near the top of the table. Then they slipped back down again the following season. And with this competition for Champions League places, managers just don't get that time anymore, do they?
They don't. The whole... I mean, so much has changed in football. I mean, in principle, the game's the same, because you're trying to prevent one side scoring in your goal and you're trying to score in the... Those principles never change. But basically, there's a lot of change has happened both on and off the pitch. But off the pitch, you do have some very, very wealthy owners who are not used to anything but being successful. And when they see a league table, which you can see 24 hours of the day if you want to do, and you see that your company, your football club, call it what you will, is in 16th, 17th position, somebody's got to be blamed for that. And they blame the manager and they get rid of him.
Well, let's ask you about England now then, Graham, because Roy Hodgson's named his squad this week for the upcoming qualifiers. Manchester United players in there, Danny Welbeck, of course, but Michael Carrick as well, particularly Tom Cleverley. I'm interested in your opinion on him, because a lot's expected of him in the Manchester United midfield if he can get a run of games.
Well, he needs to get that. When I was at Watford, we had Tom. Malky Mackay brought him down on loan. Very, very good player. He was an excellent. His time on the ball, his quality of his passing, the pass that he saw was very, very good. And I think that it did him well at Watford going out on loan. But now, you know, it's not Tom's thing to make it at Watford. He's got to make it at Manchester United. And what he now needs to hopefully be injury free, because that has been important. It's been a setback for him. But he now hopes to be able to claim that place. And the only way that you're going to claim it is by justifying your selection, and that will be because your team is winning, as Manchester United are used to doing. So this is now Tom Cleverley's biggest challenge.
Alex Ferguson was a little bit unhappy with the Football Association this week for revealing that Ashley Young had an injury before this game today. As a man who's been an international manager and a club manager, what do you think of that? I mean, is it just one of them things that is going to happen?
It's a bit difficult, because if you leave him out as the England manager and then get asked as to why you've left him out, what do you say? And I think that Roy Hodgson, you know, it's difficult for a lot of managers at certain times to tell the truth, the whole truth. I think Roy's one of those that likes to tell as much of the truth as he can. So I don't think there was any animosity. I don't think there was anything, you know, wrong meant by this, because a lot of those things do happen. So I can see where Alex is coming from. But, you know, Alex and the FA don't really sit in the same room a lot of times. So I can see where he's coming from. But I don't think there's any great damage being done by it.
Just a final word on Sir Alex then, on the eve of this, his 1,000th league game in charge of Manchester United. You mentioned that first trophy win, Graham, and how important that was. Is management a lot about sort of seizing that momentum when you get a key result or a big win, using that to sort of move it on and on and on, like Sir Alex has done?
Well, I think all the time that's right. And I think what ought to be mentioned, look at his record at Aberdeen before he came. This didn't just start at Manchester United. If you look what he was doing for a Scottish club there. So he was used to winning. He had changed Aberdeen round, and he was coming into Manchester United, arguably, you know, the biggest club in England, but Liverpool dominating. So there was a lot going on, and I remember those first two or three years where I came up against him and where things weren't going well. But the determination and the look in his eye after a game, you know, you knew that somewhere here was a man who was going to put things right, and he wasn't going to have any nonsense. It was going to be done his way.
Where does that hunger and that discipline come from then? Is it because he had the shortened playing career?
Well, that could be a case. There's no doubt about that. I think when that does happen to you, a little bit happened to myself at 28, 29, injured, couldn't play. So what are you going to do? Do you know what I mean? And management comes along and off you go. So I think a little bit of it would have come that way from him. There's no doubt about it. But I think it's inborn. Do you know? I think it's in you. I believe that whatever job that Sir Alex would have gone into, his approach would have been the same as it is with football management. And let's also say this, that whilst you say, or whilst I say, that it all will be done his way, he also can be very kind, and he also can look after players and look after their families. And that's a big important part, you know, to be able to look after your players as people as well as looking after them as players. And when you do that, the response you get in a positive way towards your actions is always very, very good. And Sir Alex has achieved that.